Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
A few months ago, I read a quote from one of the saints, and the quote goes like this: "There is no crown without victory, no victory without contest, no contest without a battle, and no battle without a foe." I thought of this quote because of who we are commemorating today, St. John Climacus. St. John wrote a book called The Ladder of Divine Ascent, where he describes ascent on the ladder to heaven in 30 steps. His beautiful, saintly, spiritual father to those who seek salvation. It is a beautiful writing where he can learn how to win the spiritual battles that we might be struggling with. It is the book where a reader, or if you want to call ourselves students, where the book is not comfortable for them. It challenges the reader's knowledge, and at the same time, if the reader is open to learning, then it becomes a beautiful guide to spiritual life. Maybe we are in this point in our life where we think that we know everything, where we think that we do not need to grow, or there is no room for growth, for deepening our faith. Not because we are lazy or because we are indifferent, but because it brings a certain disruption into our life which makes us very uncomfortable. And rather than dealing with the discomfort, we push back and retreat into our comfort. It is a normal reaction, but this reaction also creates a barrier for us where we become deaf to the teaching of the gospel. At the beginning of our spiritual life, the foe, the battle, the contest is us. We have to crack open the door to our heart for Jesus Christ and let and accept Him and let Him in and accept His teaching fully. St. John Climacus writes, "All who enter upon the contest, which is hard and close, but also easy, must realize that they must leap into the fire if they really accept the heavenly fire to dwell in them. But let everyone examine themselves, and so let him eat the bread of it with its bitter herbs, and let him drink the cup of its tears, lest his service lead to his own judgment. If everyone who has been baptized has not been saved, I shall be silent." In this quote, St. John addresses primarily those who are afraid of the difficulty of the spiritual struggle. He understands well that the beginning of this journey, the spiritual journey, is very painful. And he compares it to a person throwing themselves into the fire. That's how painful it is. However, he does not offer any other possible path. He says that although this fight is tough and close, it is also easy. Gradual experience in the spiritual life gives us understanding of this paradox. We can also find situations in everyday life that make us understand these words of St. John Climacus. And I thought of an example. Let's say that a guy was diagnosed with a serious heart disease. Among other things, the doctor told him that if he wanted to live long life, he had to lose a lot of weight and follow a very strict diet. After a while, when the doctor asked him how he was doing, the guy replied, "In the beginning, it was hell. Food tasted like nothing, and it was a hard work to exercise. Now, after a few months, still same hell, but I feel so much better. In fact, I feel so good that I'm happy to go through that painful process every single day." It is the same thing with the spiritual life. The effort involved in overcoming sinful passions often focuses us to collect all remains of our strength, and many times it seems to us that this struggle exceeds the limits of our abilities. Usually, this is the moment when God Himself enters into the struggle and helps us with His grace. When He sees that we are struggling, when He sees that we are willing, whatever we are willing to do, whatever it takes to get to heaven, He comes. Actually, He doesn't just come, He runs towards us with the Theotokos and with the saints. At this moment, our heart is also transformed because it is filled with humility from the knowledge of our own weakness and for hope for God's help, which grows out of contrite prayer and faith that God does not abandon His servants who strive to fulfill His will from above. The soul emerges from the struggle transformed and gradually begins to do more, become more and more enlightened by the actions of God's grace, and begins to understand more of the knowledge that comes from above. A person tastes drop by drop the sweetness of freedom that comes from life in God. He preserves of all things. He begins to feel so good that the difficulty of the spiritual struggle loses its weight from him and becomes sweet and joyful. St. John ends his teaching with warning. He reminds us that not everyone who is baptized will be saved. This warning is for those who have understood the importance of entering into spiritual life, spiritual wrestling or spiritual fight, but have given up at the beginning rather than pushing through. It is not difficult to understand that this applies to every baptized person. So let us not be afraid to enter this war. Once we crack open the door to our heart for Christ, many, many good changes will come into our life if we choose to fight. Glory to Jesus Christ.